From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Police say they have found another 200 bodies in quake-ravaged coastal areas along northern Japan. A police official in Miyagi says authorities are now recovering the bodies. Authorities expect the death toll to reach far beyond 1,000. One day after an explosion at a Japanese nuclear power plant, authorities are struggling with the failure of the cooling system of a second reactor at the same plant. Louisa Lim has more from Beijing.
Japanese authorities are struggling to deal with a nuclear emergency which seems to be escalating. Cooling systems have failed at a second reactor in Fukushima, 150 miles north of Tokyo. Authorities are releasing steam to reduce pressure. Chief government spokesman Yukio Edano says the steam contains minimal radioactive material which would not affect human health, and the move would help stabilize the situation. But this comes just one day after a blast destroyed the outer housing of another reactor at the same site after its cooling system failed. More than 140,000 people have been evacuated from the vicinity. Japan plans to deploy 100,000 troops on the quake relief mission. The scale of the damage in some areas is still unknown. Japanese press report 10,000 people are missing in just one town. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Harbors along Oregon and California coastlines are assessing losses after Friday's tsunami. While the waves were considered mid-sized, they caused considerable damage to waterfronts. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Baer reports at least one person was killed.
Officials identified the man swept out to sea by tsunami waves near the mouth of the Klamath River as 25-year-old Dustin Weber of Bend, Oregon. Port officials across the region are assessing vessels torn from their moorings and mashed into docks. In some cases, entire harbors were swamped. Trawl fisherman Brad Pettinger stood among the crowd watching helplessly in Brookings, Oregon, Friday, as boats became huge projectiles. He says fishing operations, large and small, got hit.
We have a public hoist here that people use for unloading their fish. The entire dock has just collapsed, folded down in the water. So people who do their own thing, kind of a farmer's market type situation, that dock is now out for who knows how long.
California Governor Jerry Brown has declared states of emergency in four counties. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is expected to make a disaster declaration soon. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
A tour bus heading back to New York City from a casino around dawn scraped a guardrail on Interstate 95 and flipped on its side, then rammed into a steel pole, and that sliced through the bus, killing 14 passengers. Major Michael Coppi of the New York Police says witnesses say the bus driver was driving much faster than the speed limit.
We're conducting at this point as if, in fact, it is a criminal investigation. That said, it is in the very infant stages of the investigation, and it will take a long period of time to determine what, if any, criminal act may have occurred here.
The driver told police he lost control trying to avoid hitting a tractor trailer that swerved into his path. This is NPR. Forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to reclaim victory along a coastal road that connects his territory to the rebel-controlled area in eastern Libya. The Libyan government on Saturday escorted reporters on a tour of towns Gaddafi's forces took back from the rebels. The strategic town of Ras Lanuf fell only days of near-constant shelling by government forces. A week ago, the opposition was charging toward the capital, but they have since retreated. A judge and several Alaska state troopers have apparently been targeted by violent militia in Fairbanks, led by a 26-year-old vigilante in a deadly plot known as 241. NPR's Bethany Palethorpe says the suspects are jailed on several million dollars bail.
Francis Schaefer Cox has used his case to challenge the authority of the Alaska court system, calling himself a sovereign citizen and claiming the court is a for-profit corporation. According to legal documents filed Friday, Cox and four others allegedly plotted to use Twitter to initiate a plan known as 241. Those numbers would activate a revenge campaign against the state. If Cox was arrested, the court papers say, two law enforcement targets would be kidnapped. If he was killed, two state targets would be murdered. Court papers detail Cox's plot at a meeting in February that was secretly taped by the FBI. The suspects are charged with conspiring to commit murder, kidnapping, and arson, as well as hindering prosecution and possession of illegal weapons, including grenades and machine guns. Bellamy Palethorpe, NPR News, Seattle.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and League General Counsel Jeff Pasch say they're slashing their salaries to $1 each during the NFL lockout. Goodell takes home about $10 million a year. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.